Blog Talk Radio.
And it's time for another Arts Game Show Party on a Friday night. We have callers. We're going to take callers in just 1 second. We have a brief promo. We're going back to the 2000s, where we used to have commercials from one of our favorite places. So we'll be right back and take our callers right after this on Arts Game Show Party.
Take just a few extra minutes to make fast food great food. Roland Roaster, Emmons and Nostrand Avenues in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn.
And we are back, and we're going to take our callers now, and let's start from the top, as they say. And 0993, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hey, you made the top of the list. And we have 1758. Is that you, Chris? Good evening.
A talk.
Very good. We can see you have a pulse. And 6580.
Yes, Art. How are you doing?
Hi. And I don't recognize the voice or the number, so introduce yourself.
Actually, it's Audra.
Audra! Well, we missed you.
Oh, see? Yeah.
A couple of
it's
weeks away, and I forgot
so...
your. And
oh,
I forgot
my
your
God.
Number. But I still see you. Yes, you've reported back about Fairway. Well, Foodway. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let me get.
Okay.
I see Holly on.
Hey.
Hey, Holly. Thanks for joining us.
I have a craving for a sandwich now.
Yes, you know, we did a takeout. Mom wanted. How was the shrimp, Ma? She liked the shrimp. We did a takeout. I will be taking out next time. I am, of course, trying to trim down for summer. We do have camp this year. And
okay,
let me get Ron.
Get the low-carb one.
Yeah.
You got the bun.
What's up?
I'm all, hey, Ron. I'm all shielded up in camp. And one of our office people said that she isn't wearing a mask because she already had the virus. She tested, but she should wear it anyway. She has the antibodies, but those, you know, you should wear it anyway. Well, you know, the antibodies means you recovered from the virus.
No, I took the test.
I don't believe I know I was okay with the swab test because I had a procedure done, but I have to look for my results. It was all kind of messed up because they had it back late to my doctor, and that was my purpose of doing it that day. I'm probably going to do one every couple of weeks because I'm going to be at the camp. But the good news for us in New York is that we're in like the 1% range, 1.something%. So we're doing well as far as the virus is concerned.
Exactly. Well, glad you're okay. That's the important thing.
Hey, Art.
And I know everybody in New York is staying safe anyway. So hopefully we want to keep wearing your mask and stay safe to everybody.
Yeah, I don't know why some people are not wearing masks. That's why, like I said, this woman wasn't wearing it, but she already had the virus. She has the antibodies, and she was very proud of that.
Because she did not use her noggin and failed to provide, to follow, proper protocol regardless.
Right, you should still wear it anyway. Yes,
it's
Chris?
It's our own fault, actually.
Oh, you didn't even address me, you patak.
I just said yes.
Oh, now you say yes. You when do you not realize that
did you have a COVID test?
No.
Very interesting. They stick a swab so high up your nose. It really. I'm sorry, Audrey, you were saying?
Maybe
I'm saying the person who did not wear a mask did not once follow proper protocols, and two, she paid the consequences. Simple as that.
Right. But now she does have the antibodies, which is somewhat good for those people, and then they can donate their blood for plasma. But you know what?
Anyway.
Yeah, but
we need that vaccine. These antibodies are not, you know, you could get something, a vaccine provides protection for longer. Now, we may have to get this every year, but I'm okay with that. You get a flu shot, you'll get a COVID shot.
Or why not just do is get a shot of a transfusion of someone's blood that has the antibodies of plasma?
Well, that's not, I don't know if that really works. It does
yes,
help,
it does.
It's therapeutic, I think.
There's some result, Art.
Maybe there is, it's actually therapeutic, they're finding, in gobbling up the virus. But I don't know if that's a vaccine for protecting people who are never exposed.
No, but it does provide, and also there has been a breakthrough for people who are suffering with lung issues. I forgot what steroid it is, but
they are discovering some interesting things as we move along. I think the polio vaccine is starting to they protect people. It doesn't prevent, but it causes less of a reaction.
Well, Art, I got something to say. I was supposed to launch tonight.
Oh, okay.
We're a week to ten days away.
Oh, you see, okay. So you're launching in a week.
To ten days.
Okay, so I'm going to announce that, you know, we're going to give, starting next week, Dear Abby a rest, and we got a new game called Smart, kind of called Smart Ass, but they block out the two letters. It's actually a cool game.
Art, I got one question for you.
Yes.
Did you name the game? Did you name that game show after yourself?
I may have named it after you, Chris. Anyway, it plays a little bit like the old Artie Johns. When I saw the game, I realized it plays a little bit like the old Artie Johnson show Knockout, where you have to knock out the wrong end.
We're gonna
try that. Next week.
Wait a minute. Does that knock out? Does that mean Art and Ron get knocked out, or is it just one person gets knocked
out? No. It's like a game show. It's based like a British game show called Odd One Out. It's like you give me three clues, like four clues in there. You find out which one doesn't belong, and then the other three, you have to find out what they have in common. That's what the show is all about.
Okay.
And I always liked Artie Johns. Now, Chris, you know everything. How did Artie Johnson, you know the spelling of his name?
No, I don't.
Okay, Ron, how about you?
The spelling is A-R-T-I-E.
No, A-R-T-E. He doesn't put
the
I.
Oh, yeah, say that.
And the reason why he was once on a celebrity edition of the Daytime Jeopardy with Art Fleming, and he explained the spelling. He went down to the, Actors Union, and he wanted to be Art Johnson, but you cannot take a name if somebody else already has that name.
Uh-huh.
For example, Fannie Flagg was born Patricia Neal, but there was already somebody with that name registered. So you have Michael J. Fox is Michael J. Fox because there was already a Michael Fox. So what he did was he put his middle initial and somehow the spacing got lost and it was supposed to be R.E. Johnson. He became R.E. Johnson. with just one word. So it's a very interesting little tidbit of information. Hey, I got another one for you. This is from Randy West, and then we're going to get into The Last Dare Abby for a while. We're going to try Smartass next week. Pardon the language. But we're going to play one last Dare Abby for now, and maybe she'll be back. But here's a tidbit for you. What was the first item to have a barcode? You know, you scan at the supermarket before that. Holly, you remember the old co-op market in Warbath?
Nothing.
Yeah.
And they used to have to ring it up and hit that register, the old register. Nowadays, scan. There's no more art of cashier. Anyone want to guess what the first product was?
Well, if I remember, I'll let everybody answer, and I'll answer last.
Okay. Anyone want to guess? Take a guess. We're going to get into
it.
We have 4 minutes left if you're listening live and want to get in. The number is 516-387-1915. I'm sorry, what is that? Chris?
Candy bar.
You know, you're very close. But I need a specific product anyway. Ron, why don't you just spit it out, because Chris knows you have the right answer.
All right. You are so close. It's chewing gum.
Chewing gum?
What brand?
I think it's like Wiggly's.
Which one?
Juicy Fruit.
I think
Fruit.
It's like Wiggly's.
Yes, it was
Wiggly's
Juicy Fruit.
Gum.
That's right. Juicy Fruit 10-pack was the first product to bear a barcode. Codes.
I was close to that answer anyway. Wow.
Do you know when I was a kid? When I was a kid, my mom would give me very light coffee. She probably put mostly milk when I was like 4 years old. They didn't want me drinking coffee. And a lot of sugar, because coffee is bitter.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I wasn't allowed to drink coffee until I was 15, and I was at somebody's house, and I didn't know you can't double dip the spoon in the sugar once you put it in the coffee.
I know.
In their sugar. Right? But anyway,
I remember
the juice. We have to look up these old commercials. The Juicy Fruit commercial had a jingle: "Stretch your coffee break, top it off with Juicy Fruit gum."
I saw that commercial. Yes, I saw that commercial one time. Yeah.
Well, you see,
I almost got that one.
I was very impressionable as a kid. I really thought that you could fly with glow coat, and if you bang your heel on the floor, a shield will come up, and it's like a hoverboard. And I wanted that. So I thought in the commercial, the cup stretched. So I thought if you put gum in your coffee, the cup is going to stretch. Like I said, I wasn't your normal child.
That was a long time ago, in the 60s, I remember when I saw the Today Show, then went to the morning early 5-minute news, and then they said, stretch your coffee break. Like, and I
can't
remember the
name of the
gum. Yeah, and the stretch. That was a long time ago. God almighty.
Holly likes that.
I'll find the commercial. I'll fast forward to you, and I'll give it to you later before the show, okay?
Oh, we're going to get the commercial on Ron's show, I guess.
Yes. And speaking of tonight's show, by the way, because we only got a minute before we go archives, tonight on Road Trip, the episode is another game show for your way back. And yes, one of your guys, Mike Levine, hosted the episode. And it's called The Game.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't even be seen at all there. That's right. And do you know today he turned 50?
Really?
That person. Yep. So we wish him a happy 50th
birthday.
I can't wait until I turn 50.
And I also want to say happy birthday And I also want to say happy birthday to Allison, because Allison just turned 5-1 today.
Wow.
So happy birthday, Allison. So, happy birthday, Al.
Okay, number one on my list is Andrea. And, Andrea, you're going to pick one of these two. Son won't visit mom without his dog. or ex-boyfriend wants gifts back.
Ex-boyfriend wants gifts back.
Yeah, let's take a look at that. Okay. Dear Abby, last night my ex-boyfriend phoned to ask me to return the two beautiful wall pictures and the bracelet he had given me last Christmas. My first impulse was to be big about it, but now I'm tempted to call him back and ask him to return all the birthday and Christmas presents I have given him. What would you do if you were me, Abby? Signed, trying not to be bitter. Abby either said A, let him keep his gift, to you and don't ask him to return yours. B, be big about it and send the gift back to him, make him feel like the heel that he is. C, ask for yours back before you return his. D, once a gift is given, it belongs to the recipient. However, if I was you, I would return his gifts, if only to be rid of the reminders of this man who still has a lot of growing up to do. Andrea, what do you think?
D.
Once a gift is given, okay. Next, we have Chris.
I'm going to say E, as in barricade.
Which one, B?
B, as
big
in
about
barricade.
Barricade, okay, be big about it. Give the gifts back to him. Make him feel like the heel. What do you say, Ma? No, no, but he wants keep it. He wants it back. He says you don't give it back. Okay, let's see who's next on my list. It's Audra.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would give him his gift back. I would say
okay, but don't give him his gifts back, but don't make him return.
Well, actually, the way I look at it, she should give him back his gifts to, you know, erase the reminder.
But let him keep what he is given.
Say, yeah.
Okay. Holly?
It was one that she said, once a gift is given, you don't give it back, but give it back anyway. Which one is that? Was that D?
D. Once a gift is given, but give it back anyway, right? To be rid of the reminders. And Ron?
I think
it's got to be unanimous. D.
Okay, no, one person actually said B. Chris said B. And I like, you know, I like B and D are very similar. D just adds the extra thing that once a gift is given, it belongs to the recipient. I'm going to go with D also, but B is very similar too. Make him feel like the heel, let him keep it. Well, B actually says let him keep the gift so he could feel like a heel. Don't ask for it back. Oh, no, D also doesn't say to ask for it back. It just give it. Okay. Yeah, of course not. Let's see, and Dear Abby said D. Majority wins. The D. Sorry, Chris. But, Chris, you get to pick this time. You get to pick son won't visit mom without his dog. Or, let's see.
Or Hello? What?
Wife
or?
Ready to wring the necks of friends embracing husbands.
Could you say that one more time, Art? Because we had people
okay,
it's running
either
their
son
mouths.
Won't visit, son won't visit mom without his dog, or wife ready to wring the necks of friends embracing husband.
Let's do the wring the neck.
Okay. Dear Abby, my husband's a very handsome man. All the women simply adore him. But is it proper for women to greet and dismiss with lip kissing and arms around the neck embraces? This kind of behavior disgusts me. I think a gentle touch on the arm with a thank you is sufficient. My husband says he agrees. How do we handle this without being unpleasant? Well, this was way back because I don't think you would do lip kissing these days. But let's start from the bottom with Ron.
Wait, what are the choices? One more time?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get the choices. A, affectionate women frequently hug on the host arriving and departing, so you should lighten up a little. B, how about your husband saying down dogs? C, are you sure your husband isn't flattered by all the attention? D, why not share and share alike? Abby seems
That's
to be into
good
all the
decision.
Stuff.
You know, this is a crazy decision. Well, I'll go with D.
Okay, and we'll come up to Holly.
I would say C.
C. Are you sure your husband isn't flattered? Audra?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Oh, boy. You know, the way I look at it, it could be outright disrespectful, you know, when the person is married to the when a woman is married to a married man, then they could be committed. I think, you know, there are instances that are, you know, some men should be outright, you know, jealous of the other. I would say B. Because,
okay.
You know,
okay,
it's...
Okay, B, how about your husband's name? Saying down dogs, that's B.
That's B, yeah.
Okay. All right, interesting. Chris, what do you say?
I'm going to go with Audra with B.
B, down dogs. That is an answer you would give. And Andrea?
B. Also
B also, down
B.
dogs. Ma, what do you say? What do you feel about women kissing your husband? Yeah, would you she wouldn't bother her. So let's see. Abby says, A, affectionate women frequently hug the host on arriving and departing. You should lighten up a little bit, Abby says. Yeah, if they're not doing anything more. You know, I'm this COVID thing is really getting to me because I am a more of a socially friendly person. But these days, hugging and kissing, you know, you're invading someone's space. So you really need to kind of have a visual cue before you do that. You don't just run and hug somebody unless there's, you know, you get that IQ that it's okay. Okay, so let's go down the line, and Audrey, you're going to pick son won't visit mom without his dog, or mom thinks grandparents have failed to do their duty. That one's been around for many weeks. We never got to it.
Which subject will that be?
Mom thinks grandparents have failed to do their duty, or son won't visit mom without his dog.
I want to do the grandparents.
All right, finally the grandparents. Neither my parents nor my husband's parents have ever offered to watch our children so we can get away for an evening or a weekend. I realize our parents don't owe us anything, but when friends tell us how often their parents ask to keep their grandkids, I resent the fact that Gary, not his real name, and I get help from our parents once in a blue moon, and then only when we ask for it. Signed, no names, please. Here we go. Dear no names, A, you're right. Your parents owe you nothing, but since they respond when asked for help, count your blessings and don't push the issue. B, have a talk with them and tell them how you feel. C, ask them to help more often, since they haven't turned you down yet. D, your children are your responsibility. Your parents have paid their dues. We will start with Andrea.
D.
Okay, interesting. And Chris?
Let's go with B, as in...
B, have a talk with them and tell them how you feel. Andrea. I'm sorry, Audra.
I'll also say B.
B. Have a talk with them. And
yeah, because you know,
they Holly?
Need to open communication, you know, when it comes to kids.
Okay.
Holly?
B. D. Your children are your responsibility. Your parents paid their dues. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, our grandmother was Holly and I, was a pinch hitter, yeah. She was a pinch hitter. And Ron?
I agree with Holly. I will say D.
Abby says A. Your parents told you nothing. They responded. Yeah. All right. I want to speed it up. Holly, why don't you pick one of these two? Son won't visit mom without his dog, or cigar smoke turns her off.
Son won't visit mom without his dog.
Let's find out, Holly. All right. We're going to go a little fast because we have about 4 minutes left. I want to get one more in. Dear Abby, I just moved to Palm Springs. I was thrilled when my son called to say he was coming to visit. But when I learned no dogs were allowed, I had to call him back and warn him. He said, well, Mom, I don't go anywhere without my dog. So I was so unnerved to realize that he cared more about his dog than me. I hung up on him. What's your thoughts about this, Abby? Signed, Heartsick in California. Wow, all these hanging up. A, we're going to pick up the speed a little bit, so have your answers ready. A, your son showed an appalling lack of sensitivity. He belongs precisely where he put himself in the doghouse. B, many people like your son are attached to their pets as other people are to their children. C, there must be a nearby kennel where his dog can be kept while he visits. Call back and suggest that. D, ask your son why he places concern for his dog above his desire to visit you. You may not want to hear it, but you need to know. Let's go quickly. And Andrea?
C.
C. Chris?
No, I said C. C like Charlie.
Andrea was.
Yeah, the C, the kennel. Keeping the kennel. Chris?
Choice A.
Which one? Hurry. I want to get one more.
A.
A. The lack of, I'm going to agree with that one, the lack of sensitivity. Andrea? I'm sorry, Audra. Audra.
I would say, you know, see, you know, put him in the kennel. Because.
Kennel.
You know, to rules and regulations. And respect go hand in hand.
Okay, and Holly?
I'm going to say C.
And Ron?
I will agree with Audra. I will say, what was she said, B? It's B.
C. Audra said C, I think, the candle.
C, okay. I agree with Audra, C.
Abby agreed with me and Chris, A, the lack of sensitivity. And he's in the doghouse. That sounded like an Abby thing. Ron, really quick, we only have a couple of minutes. We're going to go like lightning. Cigar smoke, or do you want to go with stepdaughter won't leave home?
I think stepdaughter won't be home.
Let's go quickly. 13 years ago, I married a woman and loved her very much and still do. However, the love for her is fading because when I married her, she had a 10-year-old daughter. 13 years later, is still living with us, so she's 23. She's now much older. When I married this woman, I accepted her 10-year-old daughter with open arms and raised her as my own. But is she expected to live with us forever? A, all children should clear out when they reach legal age unless the parents want them to live at home and the children prefer it. B, a child shouldn't be forced out until he or she is ready to leave. C, many adults are living at home nowadays. D, if she doesn't have a job and allow her to support herself, she should be encouraged to get one. And my mother says she should pay rent. Quickly, we only have a minute left. So, we're going to go first. D for Ron. And Holly?
B.
B or D?
D is in David, the last one.
D is in David, like we used to say on our part number. Okay.
Yeah.
Audra.
Audra.
Yes, I would say G, because you know there was no restrictions.
D. And she has some leeway. She doesn't have a job. She should get one. Chris.
A.
A. All children should clear out when they get legal age. And Andrea.
D, the last choice.
And Abby says, A, agreed with Chris, chosen to clear